Hello, welcome to Isaiah Senku's Sekai, which means Isaiah Senku's world. If you don't know what Sekai means, it means world in Japanese. Yeah, that's pretty much it. And I kind of just wanted to speak. Yeah, and I kind of just want to speak from a, I don't know, from a weird perspective, because I think I've been thinking, I've been watching videos on YouTube and TikTok, I've been watching some videos, trying to be more motivational, get myself motivated, and one thing that I think someone on YouTube said was that, oh, it was Hines. So Hines, he makes podcasts, he makes YouTube videos, really inspirational. Go check him out, H-I-N-D-Z on YouTube. But basically he was just saying, like, for him, what he was doing wasn't really it wasn't really there's a difference between what you want and what you need, right? And what you want is most of the time surface level and based on what other people tell you that you should want, and not really based on what you truly want, which is two different things also. So technically it's three different things: what you want that the world tells you you should want, and then you got the what you want that you truly want that isn't based on what the world told you, and then you got what you need, which is what you may not want, but it's what you need to be able to grow as an individual in the society that you live in. And my dog in the back, he likes to so yeah, that's kind of where I'm feeling right now. I'm trying to figure it out, and I don't know, my mind kind of drifted towards podcasting simply because, like, I've always kind of wanted to do it low-key, because I like to talk, right? I like to talk about things that really don't have any meaning on a daily basis, but it's important to me because I need to be able to get these thoughts out and to be able to talk. And I've done this before, but one of the things that I kind of talked about on my Instagram, follow my Instagram, Isaiah_Senku. It's 10 o'clock right now. I'm tired, but I just kind of just wanted to talk. Like I said, basically I was saying on my Instagram, I was live and I was high, and I ate an edible, and I was kind of like, just thinking about how society is kind of like, in a weird way, it's kind of like the analogy for Goldilocks, or the story of Goldilocks is kind of like the analogy for, in a way, like society, right? It can be used as an analogy for society. Basically, what that means is, like, we as the normal people, when we get older, like now in my age of 23, gonna be 24 in a couple months, like me and the people my age, like Gen Z for example, we are trying to get inside of the bear's house, and the bear is the older people who's already been in the house for a while, who've already lived there, they made it their home, you know. And then you got, you know, the youngsters, or the there's different ways you can interpret it, but basically it's just like the new people coming in and trying different things out in different career paths, different passions, and trying to figure themselves out. and something's too cold, something's too hot, something, and then something eventually becomes just right, and then they're sitting there the whole time, they forget, and they kind of like low-key take over the house while the bears are gone, and then the bears come back, right, and they're like, what are you doing here? You need to get out, right? And then, you know, or like you can use it as like an example for like somebody in a career, right, where like, or somebody like who's especially talented, right, or like who has a certain level of intellect or something like that, where they reach a certain level where they're able to even see the house in the first place, right? Goldilocks was able to see the house because she was at a certain level of awareness with herself and with everything around her that she was able to even see in the house in the first place. Because, mind you, there's like the story from my memory, there's no other humans in the story besides maybe the police officers. If you use that version of the story where the police officers coming in and take Goldilocks away to jail and stuff like that, and other than that, there's no real humans besides Goldilocks. And it's like, what does that mean? Like, does that mean like the humans are not here, or does that mean that the humans are kind of like they represent like nature? I don't know how to explain it. This is a weird thing. I don't think anybody will really understand it. I barely understand it myself, but I don't know. That's not the point. The point is like, for me, I'm trying to figure out myself, right? Like I said, I'm 23 and I'm trying to figure out what to do. How do I gain success? And success for everybody is different, right? And success for me looks like I own my own house, you know, I am making stable income from my YouTube channel and from my other creative projects, and that has set me financially stable enough to be able to calm down and do things that I actually want to do and explore a lot of the different parts and the different sides of myself, and to be able to help my family out. If the need ever arises to help them out, I would have the ability to do so. So like at the end of the day, for me, like I've come to the realization is like a lot of stuff is the only reason why I'm doing a lot of this stuff is because of money, right? And it's like I'm only doing it because I want the money, but I also want to be able to be myself while I'm getting the money, you know, because it's not about money. It is about money, but it's not about money, because if it was truly about money, I would just shut up and just get a regular job, right? And I've tried that year after year to get another job, to get jobs and to keep the job. And right now, as if I'm recording this, I'm on suspension from work, right? And I actually like working at this job, but I made a mistake. Now I'm on suspension, but they're like not really answering my calls, or like they're not really responding to my manager about can I come back to work, because it's been like almost a month, basically a month, and I'm just waiting. So it's kind of like one of those things where, what do I do? You know, like I need to find a way to make money online. I need to find a way to make money, take care of myself. I recently just applied for food stamps, or CalFresh technically is what it's called, but it's basically food stamps. And I hate it because my ego is really against it, right? I hate asking people for money. I might have gotten that from my dad. I might have gotten it from my dad's side of the family. Like, I hate asking people for money. I hate asking people for favors unless I'm paying them for it, right? Then it's different, right? Unless it's a transaction, I don't like asking people for favors because I don't feel like I'm really giving them anything in, like I'm not offering, we're not exchanging anything, you know what I mean? Like that's one of the things that I find tough, is like I don't like just asking for handouts, because I want to be able to give them something in return of value, right? I think that's just how my brain naturally decides to want to go about stuff, right? And I hate I don't like it when people always ask you for stuff and never give anything in return, you know, because it's like when are you going to figure it out for yourself? When are you going to actually just get your own stuff, right? And one of the things I come in and I going off of that, I guess, that mental theory is that, not theory, but like mental thing, is like, me personally, I don't ask people for anything, and I don't like to ask for anything, like I said. So because of that, I end up just suffering in silence, you know, like I end up just suffering in silence without really telling somebody, or they have to ask me, or and they have to ask me if I'm suffering or something to that nature. And then on top of that, even if they ask me, it depends on my relationship with that person, if I'm really going to be honest with them and tell them I had to give them that watered down version, a super watered down version, you know. And I've learned that I might possibly be autistic. I don't know if it's true. I had to go to a psychiatrist or a doctor or something like that to actually get it official. But I do think I'm on the spectrum. I do think I'm on the spectrum in some way, shape, or form. And it bothers me because I have pet peeves and I have certain things that I don't like. And I have the way that I think is a very specific way. If you know me, right, and if you know about my content, you probably would know that I am very matter-of-factly and very like analytical, very, I don't like being emotional when it comes to thinking about things. Like I can be emotional, but that's like with personal stuff. That's like with, like, you know, family and like my own personal life or something like that. But when it comes to a lot of other things, like that has nothing to do with me or has nothing to do with my family in a direct sense, I'm completely like just matter-of-factly about it. I'm not gonna sit here and beat around the bush with you, especially with a stranger, you know what I mean? I don't care enough to want to beat around the bush with you. I care a lot about my family, which is why I tend to lie to them. I can lie to them if need be, right? To keep them safe or keep them away from information that may cause them discomfort. And I don't want them to be discomforted, because I don't want to be the reason why they're discomforted. Because if I wanted to, I could ruin a lot of people's lives by saying certain things, but I don't want to, you know. That's, you know, like I said, if I wanted to, you know, but nobody, I don't think, will ever piss me off to the point where I want to, you know, fuck with them to that point. Because, you know, but that's not the point. The point is, it's just, it's tough, you know, it's tough being me. And everybody can agree when I say that, because everybody has their own problems dealing with being themselves. And it's tough being human, because there's so many things about human nature that you can't just ignore. There's things about human nature that you can't just be like, you can't just be like, oh, it is what it is, you know? Even though you can, you can't really, because you go through it every single day, you know what I mean? So yeah. Oh, sorry, tired. But yeah, let's get the point. I can only do 30 minutes of recording on the actual Anchor website, so yeah, so we're like 15 minutes in. I could record it on Audacity, but I really don't want to do all that right now. I just want to just talk. And I've kind of stopped, I did stop doing these, not on purpose, but because I just, my life got really busy, and I just never really, like, I don't set out scheduled time to really do these, because these are just like, this is like a hobby, low-key for me. This is like a low-key, like a diary almost, you know, even though it's public, it's still a diary for me, right? And this is one of those things where, like, when I die, I kind of find it interesting to see how my content and my works get seen. How they get, do they go up in popularity after I die, or will it just, you know, be like a lot of other people's content where it's just another, you know, drop in the ocean, you know? Like, it's, I'm interested to see how that happens. I won't personally do myself in, so don't worry about that. I won't do it to myself. I won't end myself. But it's one of those things where when I do kick the bucket, I'm curious about how my work and how my content will be distributed, and who and what people will take. What will people, you know, like, what would they take from it, you know? What would they think about me after I'm dead, and after they, you know, because they don't know me, right? And you know, there's like one of these things where, like, if you have a secret, and you know, like, I wonder how many people who die on a daily basis will never be able to tell their secret, you know, because they died, right? So, you know, it's just interesting to think about, you know, like, I bet there's a lot of people who took a secret to their grave, you know? It's like, wow, they weren't lying when they said they was going to take their secret to the grave. You know, like, so it's just interesting, you know, that's all it is to it. I don't know what else I want. I don't know what I really want to say for this. I just want to just talk and just let you guys know, because I don't know if there's people who only have listened to me from my podcast or from this podcast page, and that'll be interesting if there were people who only listened to me, have only heard of me from this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast or whatever it's called. And if that is one of you, I appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day. And I hope you achieve something new today, you know. I hope you find out something new about yourself, and hopefully you won't be like me and feel like you're stuck in a rut. But I feel like a lot of people are nowadays, because everything is so driven by emotion, and nobody wants to get to the core of what's really true anymore, you know. And one thing about me is I'm a big humanitarian. I'm big on the human aspect of things. I love the idea of sociology, psychology, philosophy, you know. I love those types of things because it really helps you understand where humans are coming from, not just people, not just different races. I don't care about race. I care about people. I care about what people, what's going on as a society, you know, as a human society, you know. A lot of things are happening, you know, and a lot of things are changing, and the internet has only accelerated that like 100-fold, you know. And I might get into it in another part, in another episode. I don't even know if I'm going to continue to do these episodes. Like I said, these are just sporadic, whenever I feel the need to do so, you know. But yeah, 20 minutes. I'll see you guys in the like another podcast episode one day. I'll try to make these like at least once a week, call it like the weekly wrap up or something like that. Anyway, I'll see you guys in the next one. Love yourselves and love others. Do not stop for anyone. Always continue to push for your goals, push for your passions. Your passion is what really sets you apart from everybody else in the world. Trust me when I say that. Try to achieve your passions. Work hard at it. Okay, it's not gonna be easy, but do your best. Because I'm doing my best, and it is hard. Okay, I'll see y'all in the next podcast episode. Peace.